Boss Man Show, friend of the show, my buddy Jason Hooten on the here with me. Sam Houston, Houston, the Bearcats. I know Whack now, not the South anymore. The Whack Coach. How you doing in Huntsville today, man?
Oh man, I'm doing good. It's actually raining really hard out there. It started raining about 3 o'clock this morning and it hasn't stopped. So today's a good day to be in the gym and practice and get better for sure.
I hear that. Let me ask you this, man. You've been there 12 years as the head coach now and assistant coach since 04, man. You've been in the same place almost going 18 years. How does it feel, man, to be in that one place this long and not having to move or none?
I think I've just the best way to put it is just being blessed. You know, in our game in college basketball, you know, it's just kind of hard to do that. It's hard to stay in the same place. It's hard to be able to raise your family, you know, in the same schools. And, you know, it's been very beneficial for us. My wife's also a high school coach. And so, you know, for her to be able to work at the same school and our kids to be able to go to those schools, to me, that's just been a blessing in itself. And then, you know, just having, you know, some longevity here, you know, and us being able to, you know, really have a program, you know, program, a culture, a program that we've built and that we've, you know, continued to be blessed to, you know, to have some success. And, you know, I think a lot of times coaches get something started and then whether it be their decision or someone else's decision, they don't always get to see that through. And so I feel like, you know, I've been very blessed to be able to be the head coach here going on my 12th season. And as you said, going on 18th overall.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like I was talking about Aaron with you about Tennessee State, like all those guys I know from Tennessee State that we still are our family after all these years of away, we're still brothers with the Tennessee State and all your players who played for you, who can point to you all these years from 04 to now. Coach Hooten's been that one constant that always will be there for us at Tennessee State. So talk about that, especially with your players and how just you've been that point, man, all these years. Guys can look to you and say, hey, That's my guy, Coach Hooten right there.
Yeah, I think our program, the thing that we stand for here more than anything, you know, JR, is family. And that's what we're about here is a family. And, you know, when you've been able to establish that for, you know, 18 years, you know, you've had a lot of guys go through this program and get degrees. And, you know, we have guys now that actually are out there and they're married and have children and families. And so it's very special to have those guys come back and bring their families back and see their children start to grow up. And, you know, hopefully I'm coaching this long enough that I can maybe possibly coach one of my former players' kids someday. You know, that would be pretty cool. But no, I just think overall that family atmosphere that we've created here and, you know, not just our program, but Sam Houston overall, I think that's what we're all about here is just caring about each other and a family and, you know, and again, the success that our guys have had going out and having their degrees and being successful in the workforce.
And how was your offseason, Coach? I know that you guys are kind of got on the road again in July there. So how was your offseason kind of with your family and the kids? How was that for you, man? Kind of charging your battery a little bit for this year starts again.
Well, it was much better than the last time you and I spoke with COVID, for sure. You know, we were able to do quite a bit this summer. And, you know, I think what I like to do more than anything is just spend time with my family. You know, my children are very active and, you know, my daughter plays a lot of travel softball. So we made a lot of tournaments this summer and, you know, and she played some summer league volleyball. My wife coaches her team. And so, you know, we got to do quite a bit and that is a good time for coaches to recharge. And then of course, this year being different without COVID, we went into our July recruiting period as always. And, you know, we were out on the road doing some recruiting and getting to travel and coming over to your neck of the woods, you know, for a tournament or two. And, you know, so it was good. It was good to be back to some normalcy, so to speak. And, you know, I'm excited about this season and, you know, getting into a new conference and, you know, and basically having half of a new team.
Most definitely. And last year, I'll go back to last year, getting 19 wins, 13 in conference in a COVID year. That's an amazing accomplishment. I know you didn't get the internet you wanted, but they had 19 wins in the hardest year ever. 13 wins in your conference. You had to enjoy that. I don't know when you look back on it after you get away from that painful loss that you had.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't end, like you said, it didn't end the way we wanted it to. And really, to be honest, usually only for a handful of teams does it ever end the way you want it. But I think the thing that I look back on is just how much our guys overcame with COVID. You know, I looked back on practice, and I believe we ended up missing about 48 days of practice. And so really at the end of the year, I think more than anything, our guys ran out of gas, you know, especially in that conference championship or first round game, you know, against Lamar. I mean, our guys were just on fumes, not just, you know, JR, not just physically, but also mentally. And what they, you know, accomplished, I was so proud of that group, maybe as much or more than any group I've ever coached. You know, 19 wins, you know, or one win away from getting that magical 20, but just overall from whatever they overcame and what they went through to just end up on 2 feet, so to speak. I was very pleased and very happy with that group. And those guys are going to be very successful in life.
Most definitely. You kind of mentioned going to the WAC now, leaving the Southland Conference, four schools from your state goes to the WAC now and the new WAC. And so tell me about that. How excited are you about that? How much film have you been watching on your new opponents you got to face here coming up here in this conference here?
Well, I don't know about it being excited, you know, but it is going to be a lot of fun and a big challenge for sure. You know, that league is a well-known basketball league, and especially, you know, having a name from the past, right? You know, you and I like to talk a lot about the old days and old school stuff. And, you know, the WAC has been a basketball name. And I think, you know, over the last couple of years, it's really started to generate a lot of power and a lot of legs, so to speak. And, you know, I just think adding those four teams from our conference is really going to make it even a more difficult league. There's so many good coaches in that conference and really good players. The big difference I see right now from watching film is just the size of the league as far as players. You know, the Southland, not as many big guys, not as many true centers. And now you're looking at big basketball, you know, not to say that we can't get away with still playing some small ball at times, because that's where the game is trending. But there are a lot of really big players. You know, I know last year in the NCAA tournament, watching Grand Canyon play, I mean, their team was huge. You know, I think they went 7 foot, 6'11" at the four and the five. So we've gone out and did some recruiting, and we've gotten a little bit bigger. And, you know, I think our size will be able to stack up with most people in that league. But it'll come down to, like it always does, JR, it's going to be about, you know, who plays the hardest and who's the toughest and who can execute.
Most definitely. And like you said, basketball leagues, like even the Valley is getting better as well. All these realignments is getting better for basketball for sure. I know it's football driven, but always gets also getting better on basketball, because I remember the WAC when I was in the it was tough. And you know, you guys, Texas, got the schools out west there, man. I'm looking forward to it. I know you're not looking forward for you as the coaching. But as to watch it, I would definitely enjoy it. But, you know, I'll be cheering for you. So, you know, I'm always cheering for the Bearcats. I got you back in that regard, though, Coach.
I appreciate it. I'll need all the help I can get.
Right. And, man, let me ask you this, man. So tell me about your team's camaraderie. Like you see, I mentioned that was on campus this summer. Because I know, like, last year, they couldn't be around each other. They'd do it on Zoom. And, you know, I remember when I played, Coach, for me, being in the weight room was what got me going. Being on the field has got me going, because for me, I'm in Atlanta by myself training. Well, I wasn't as motivated. Being around my guys, they gave me a kind of hyped up, okay, I want to beat you in a set. I want to beat you in this route. So how's the senior guys compete this summer together once again and build that bond once more?
Yeah, it really helped us a lot. I mean, we're a little further ahead, obviously, than last year. But just being able to have these guys here, you know, everybody wants to be at home at times with their families. But, you know, this is what you love to do. And being able to play basketball and work out, as you say, get in the weight room, you know, build that camaraderie with your team. We've got 6 guys back and 7 new guys. So, you know, about a 50-50 split there. So we've got enough guys back that they understand what's expected in our program. And they can really help and bring on those new 7 guys. But being here this summer has really helped us. You know, I think we've gotten off to a good start. We're by far ready. You know, luckily we've got about a month till our first game, and we're going to need every bit of that. You know, again, out of the 7 new guys, there's some of those guys in there that are really good players and that are really going to help our team get better. And so we've got to continue to get them into the mix and get them into, you know, understanding our terminology and understanding, you know, our schemes and what's expected here and our offenses and all those different things.
And you know what's good also, Coach, is you have a good pipeline as well. You have a good mix of veterans and with juniors and seniors and that freshman pipeline. Because, you know, as you know, having that balance is always key as well. You know, you want to say old, yes, but you don't have that balance on the back end to come back and kind of help you keep this program refurbishing all the way around. Talk about how you did your roster. She had balance in with your older guys as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the new, you know, before we went on air, you and I were talking a lot about the portal. And I think nowadays, you know, it's going to be important to do that. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to go out there every year and have to sign a whole brand new team and then start over with your culture and you start over with your programming and your schemes and things of that nature. So I think it is important, you know, having those six guys back, you know, and then just really trying to fill in with what we need. You know, we lost two really good players to the portal this year. And I felt like we really replaced those. You know, we went and got transfer from Texas A&M, who was a great player in the SEC. And, you know, Savion Flagg will come in and do a good job for us. And so just trying to plug in those pieces where you lose guys, I think, you know, is really important. But on the flip side of that, we also signed four really good young high school players, you know, two foreign guys from overseas. And then we signed two guys from one from Kansas and the other one from Texas. And so I'm excited about the young guys. And as you said, plugging those guys in, you know, into your program and into those slots that you need.
You got a young man from down the road from me in Alabama. I think he's with Coach Columbus, Georgia, in DeMarcus Lampley. Tell me about that young man. I'm going to say he's a Georgia resident by proxy, man. He's right over the river, man. So tell me about DeMarcus.
He may claim that, actually. I'm always giving him a hard time about Alabama. So he's been great. I think that, you know, just being able to have a junior college guy for 3 years instead of two, because again, you know, using the COVID year, he was 100% he wanted to come back, and there was nobody any happier than me. Just watching his growth, I think he's always been a great scorer. He's always been a great shooter, but to be able to watch him in practice now and to be able to be around him and see him talk and communicate some of the things that are extremely important in our program and him to communicate those things to the younger guys has been a lot of fun to watch. And I'm excited. There's no one that deserves to have a greater year than he does. Had a little bit of a knee element this summer that we had to get scoped and cleaned up, but he's back 100% right now and just practicing really well, shooting it extremely well. You know, the thing, JR, that I've been most impressed with him is his conditioning. You know, he was a guy that maybe that first year he would get a little tired and not be as good. And now he's first in sprints at the end of a 3-hour practice. And it's just growth, man. It's so fun to watch the maturity of guys. And he's just going to have a great year for us. And we're excited.
Hey, Coach, well, you mentioned that. I know when I was his age, man, that first year playing D1, I thought I was the man. I played at Mays High School. What are you talking about? I'm one of these dudes. I was like, man, that's a different level. You know, so I had to learn that lesson too. Like, I got to, you know, get better at it, man. Cause I can't just go out here and run on talent no more. I have to really try to apply my craft and get better at my craft because I'm playing against NFL players, obviously, who I help.
No doubt.
Yeah, so, you know, so I can see DeMarco, I feel that, Coach. Cause I know once you get in that mold, man, you want to get better. You want to be the first one in every drill, competitive everything, yeah, man. So seeing him have that mindset, man, it's look glad to hear that, you know, because he played good for you last year, started every game for you, man. So I know having him back made you very, very happy when I saw his comeback. So, yep, Coach got his guy back. So they're gonna be good next year for sure.
Yeah, he you know, I think he averaged about 15 a game last year, but more importantly, you know, shot over 40% from the 3-point line, and that's what he does best. He's a great 3-point shooter, you know, and then this game and the way we play and our style, you know, we shoot a lot of threes, and I think that fits the bill for him. But again, just that leadership, you know, being able to depend on him, you know, not only on the offensive end, but now defensively. You know, that first year or two, he was a little bit at times a guy that didn't want the toughest assignment. And last year at the end of the year, he was guarding the best player on the other team. So, you know, when you got a guy that can do both and it's really important to them, both of those things are extremely important to him, then I think you have a player. And that's, no, to me, there's guys that are pretty good at one thing. There's a guy that's maybe good at something else. But I think when you're getting good at everything, that's in my opinion, that's when you call somebody a player, right? And so to me, he's a player now. And again, I'm looking forward to him having a good senior year.
That's what for you, it's coach. You got some non-conference games I like what I see, man. You got Texas, Nebraska. My guy, the Dana Ford, coming down to see you. Bradley in North Texas. McCaslin is always tough, man. I mean, I know you have a good record, so I'm surprised you got these good games with people that actually don't want to play you because of your record, man. So I'm shocked, man. Hey, I know it, man. Hey, well, tough schedule, but I said, man.
Those games, though, are on the road. You know, we luckily got Missouri State to come here, but, you know, Dana's a great coach and has such a great team, and they've got everybody back. It was probably not very smart on my part to start a series with them, even though they're coming here first, for sure. But, JR, man, it was probably this year was one of the hardest years ever to schedule. And I think, yes, our success in the past, yes. But I think the hard part now is, JR, I think in time or at times we were a mid-major team that was in a low major conference. And now I feel like we're a mid-major team in a mid-major conference. So now I think people definitely don't want to probably play. And you know, it was hard. It was hard to get home games for sure. And I'm a little disappointed. We only have 13 home games this year. We usually try to play 15 or 16, but we have some really, really good neutral site games. You know, we're going to play UTSA at the Toyota Center. You know, we're going to go down to Jacksonville, Florida and play in a tournament. We get to play a really good Little Rock team. We're going out to El Paso and playing in a tournament, and we're getting to play a really good Bradley team. So those are three great, really good mid-major games on a neutral court. And so to me, if you're not going to be able to play at home, the next best thing is to get to play those games on a neutral court. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, we'll have the normal, you know, University of Texas will be, I think they're probably going to be picked in the top five in the country. And then not only that, we're going to play them in Gregory Gym, which is where the volleyball team plays. And I believe that they haven't played a basketball game in that gym since like 1973. And so that's going to be really, really, really cool. Probably not going to be cool as far as the crowd goes, because it only holds probably 4,000 people, and there won't be a seat open, I'm sure. So that's going to be a tough game for us. And then of course, Nebraska, you know, coach does a great job there. You know, it's just tough. I mean, we like you said, I mean, we've got a schedule that's not going to be easy by all means. And I do think that it'll prepare us for a tough league. You know, we know how hard that league's going to be. And, you know, playing the New Mexico States and the Grand Canyons, and, you know, those guys are at the top two in that league every year. And so we know how hard it's going to be.
More definitely. I'll definitely talk to you. I'll be cheering for you guys, man. But, you know, I'll text you, tell you, good job, man. I'll be watching tough, man. You know, I know Dana Ford's a friend of mine. So I said, look, man, I got to cheer for both of you. I hope it's a tie. It can't be a tie, but I got both of you as my guys. I'll be like, look, I want to be a tie, but whoever wins, I still love you both, you know?
Oh, man. No, they're really good. I definitely thought more than once about not playing that game, but man, you know, anytime you can get a program like theirs to come to your place and, you know, to have your people here in your community to get a chance to watch a really good college basketball game, hopefully, you know, you just can't turn that opportunity down.
Oh, well, Coach, thank you for your time. As always, buddy, I will talk to you real soon. I'm going to chat with you on the show, man, and hope to do this game with you down the road as well, Coach.
Man, thanks. I always appreciate you letting us on here, and one of my favorite shows to watch. So thanks for having me on.
Anytime, buddy.